Thank you for tuning in to Keith Realty's podcast. We'd appreciate it if you leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening to this episode.
Hello everyone, it's Trent, Keith, and
Taylor Kay.
And we are here today to talk about concessions. This is something that comes up quite often when you're talking real estate, and people have a lot of questions regarding this term. So we just want to touch base on it a little bit, explain what it is, and just give you a little bit of detail. So Taylor, why don't you kick us off? What are concessions?
The concessions are going to be something that the seller agrees to pay for on behalf of the buyer. There's many different things that could be for, but the seller is ultimately agreeing to pay for something for the buyer to get it to closing.
Yes, definitely. So we run into this a lot with maybe first-time home buyers or people who are needing a little bit more money than what they have to put down on the property, or maybe closing costs is going to be a little bit more than what they thought. It pretty much helps cover a shortage somewhere of some kind of finances that he brought to the table. And the reason the seller helps with that is because the seller is the one getting a lump sum at the end of the deal. Mm-hmm. So the concessions pretty much kind of lays out options that the seller is willing to pitch back in and help the buyer close on a property. So depending on the type of loan that you're having, obviously causes the concessions to vary. So any type of government loan has a maximum that you can do. And what it amounts to is the seller can only give a certain percentage of the proceeds back to the buyer in order for it to work, depending on the type of government loan. It's very common for the seller to say, yes, I'll pitch back in $2,500 for the deal to be able to get through, because maybe the buyer needs an extra $2,700 to get everything to the closing table.
Yeah.
So that's just a small example. But what it amounts to is this is one of those details that makes a major difference for people who are really tight trying mm-hmm. to get the deal done. And a good real estate agent can help you with that process of exactly what those percentages are according to what type of loan you're doing, and how you can make that work. Now, it all hinges on both sides of the transaction, obviously. So if the seller is not willing to give any type of concessions, then it will not be possible in that transaction, because it does come from the seller's side. But a lot of times that is possible. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Like I say, ask your realtor if you don't understand how it works. See if they can explain that to you. And it may be something that works in your situation, and then again, it may not.
Yeah.
So it just depends. Did you have anything else you wanted to add with that?
Nope. I just thought that would be a nice tip for everybody, just in case that's a benefit for you. And if you have any questions, feel free to always ask.
Definitely. Reach out to us. We're always glad to help you with those kind of things. We are here to make your life easier with all these transactions. So feel free to give us a call and we'll be glad to help you. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Advice 101. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts for our weekly episodes, and check us out on Instagram at Keith Realty, or go to Facebook at Keith Realty and Auction Group. So thanks everyone for listening. Hope you get to hear us on our next video. Have a good day.
Congratulations. We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you have any of your own questions, then you can send an email to keithrealty@outlook.com or give us a call at 812-714-8250.